This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma barik lana fi jam'ina hadha ya rabbal alameen. Waj'alhu tajamu'an marhuma. Waj'al tufarruqana min ba'dihi tafarruqan ma'asuma. ولا تجعل فينا ولا بيننا شقيا ولا محروم آمين رب العالمين كل نفس ذائقة الموت كل نفس ذائقة الموت. One day all of us will be laying on this table and this process will be done to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last deeds our best deeds. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ahsin khatimatan, Ya Rabbil Alameen. First, I want to thank Brother Qazi from Rahma Funerals for always helping me and providing the stuff needed. So today, inshaAllah ta'ala, we will be discussing the shrouding. After we finished the ghusl according to the kitab and sunnah, and like I mentioned before, and I like to keep mentioning it, is that this is the time to learn. This is the time to learn. When the calamity takes place, it's very hard. You have no time to ask about the proper way. And what I hear, like from, for example, Brother Qazi, everybody comes and tell him, no, this is the sunnah way, no, this is the sunnah way, no, this is the right way. Subhanallah. Because most of the time, our culture have dominated over our deen. So we think that this is from the deen. We're not doing it on purpose to disobey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But because we've seen آباؤنا الأولون, we've seen our fathers do that, and we think that this is the right way. Okay? So now is the time to learn about how to wash the right way, shroud the right way, pray the right way, bury the right way. So when calamity takes place and it's someone dear to us, we know how to handle it, inshallah. So we finished the washing last week, and today we're doing the shrouding. The shrouding is also a fard kifaya. What does fard kifaya mean? If a group of the community did it, then the wajib will drop from the rest of the community. So some people from the community came and volunteered to do the shrouding. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, this is enough. Now, there is a main point that has to be understood. And then there is the details. The main point in shrouding is that the body has to be covered. What does that mean? That means what you see today is going to be the sunnah way. But if I don't have the three, for example, the way to cover a man is by using three sheets, right? But if I have only one sheet, what do I do? It works. The whole idea is to cover the whole body. Okay, if there is no three sheets, the three is the sunnah. The way we're going to see is the sunnah, which is always the case. There's always three sheets, alhamdulillah. But I'm saying the whole idea is the body to be covered. The body to be covered. How, what color, how many ties, all that stuff, this is what we'll be seeing today. But the idea is to be covered. Okay, just like, for example, ghusl. When we do the ghusl, when you want to perform ghusl for Jumu'ah or after relationship with your wife, it's ghusl. What is the ghusl? The main point of ghusl is for the water to get to every part of the body. Then we have the sunnah. Start by the private part, do the wudu, wash your right side, right? But the whole idea is for the body to get, every part of the body to get the water. So here, the body has to be covered. How? Now, Rasulullah ﷺ first, he told us that أحسن الكفن. The kafan has to be of good quality. Nothing very transparent, very cheap, and at the same time, don't go extravagant and use something like very expensive, right? So it has to be something moderate, as long as when you cover, it will protect the aura and the body of the disease. And like we said, the whole idea is to respect the mayyit. Now, before we put the three sheets, it is recommended to put utr on them, to put a nice scent on the sheets themselves. You make them smell good. This is from the sunnah. And then, like we said, for the man, it is three sheets. Now, many people do it in a different way. They put all three sheets the same exact size, they spread them, and they bring the body, they put the body, and then they wrap one, two, three, put the ties, it's done. Now, what Brother Qazi brought me is that they do it here in a slightly different manner. They put one of the sheets, let's do this first, it will make it easier. If you put, now I can, where's Fahim? These ties, you could get them from the sheet itself, to spread them, in an odd number, could be three, could be five, it could be seven. The whole idea, again, is to tie the kafan, okay? Whatever is needed, sometimes the body is maybe tall, you need more than three, Allahu A'lam. The whole idea is to get the whole shroud on the body without being loose, and you don't want any harm to the body taking place while you are carrying it or putting it in the grave. So he brought five. Alhamdulillah, that's good enough, inshallah. We can put them this way just to make the process easy after we put the sheets. Now, you wanna... Because I'm used to three the same. Sorry, what's your name?
Riyad.
MashaAllah, Brother Riyad does that every single day. Okay, this is the qamis, so this is the third one you put, right, usually? Yeah, put the big one first, okay. Yes, it could help you, inshallah. Yes, I can tell. Usually... Okay. It will be a little bit like 1 foot extra on this side and 1 foot extra on that side, and you will know why when we put the body, inshallah. This is, like Brother Riyad said, this is extremely bigger than the usual. It's probably, you know, this side and maybe one more, like you could say maybe 5 feet, 5 feet. This is way more than 5 feet. So this is the first one. Let's put them all, and then I'm gonna bring someone to be here.
I wanna do it, show
you. Yeah, we're gonna bring a body, bring a brother. Unless somebody dies now. Which is a great way to die in a gathering like this. Hopefully. Okay. This is the second one. Yeah, a little bit smaller. Like I said before, if they are all three the same size, there's no problem. And then this is the third one, which is in a form of a qamis. It has an opening for the neck. I don't know if this is good enough. We have our same volunteer that we washed. Hope he's still clean from last week. So we have to put it in a way.
The head here or the head there? have to put the head here.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to make this
yeah, probably need this. Let's try.
I'm not heavy.
Yeah, that's good, inshallah. Okay.
You're not heavy. I'm not.
Just don't move much. Okay. All right, inshallah. All right, just put your foot down. Okay, keep in mind that when we get the body, when we bring the body, the towel is still covering the private part from the belly button all the way to the knees. This is covered, still covered. When we bring them from the wash, remember what we said? We take the dirty one, the wet one, we put a new one, okay, and we bring it like that to the kafan. Now, you bring something that you could put all the tib, the atar in it, and you put atar on the place of sujood. Okay? The forehead, nose, hands, both sides, okay? The knees, you put your hand and you put the knees on the knees, and on the feet. Okay? Remember Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, As-sujudu ala sab'a. Sujood is on seven parts of the body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, knees, feet, 6, 7. You put all atar on all these parts, and also it's also recommended if you could put under, like under the arm, under the knee, under the armpit, under between when you fold your leg under the knee, behind the knee, yani. That is also it's okay, inshallah. Even sometimes it's okay to even put atar all over the body. There's nothing wrong with that. Also, some of the Sahaba did that, and they put atar all over the body. Now, remember that we said three sheets all the same, and you fold them, 1, 2, 3, and then you tie them. But because here we have the qamis style, so just hold it, inshallah. Okay, so this is will be considered now as the first one, right, Sheikh? Okay, this is the first one. And then from the, you start. You can, yeah. Now you remove. This is covering the awra. You remove the towel that is covering the awra, and you put it on the side. Okay, Sheikh, you want to continue? Inshallah, just the wrapping. Yeah, you can start. Completely, you wrap the whole body completely. Okay. That's the second one. Just don't push, we don't want to have a real mayit. It's like I said before, this is a little bit too long. So it supposedly it comes to here, and then you wrap the other side. Because it's too long, you can just tuck it. Yeah, you can just tuck it under him. You see, when you put, you could put the rest under. You're okay, Abu Yusuf? You took one second. You took one tie out, I think.
Yeah.
You see, when you put the ties before, it will make it easy. Oh, lift him up again and then put the ties. So the ties are ready. Okay? Now, you do the ties from here first. Okay. Now, the way you do the ties, not too tight, because when you come to the, when you put it in the grave, you're going to untie them only. You don't have to take them all the way, but you are going to untie them. You're doing only this right now to protect the body from being loose. Tie them up, inshallah. Go ahead.
You okay, brother? Yeah. This is too short. This one.
Let me breathe a little bit.
You can leave the
Brother, we want to do the real thing here. What's wrong with you?
We don't want to do the real thing.
No, I can't do it.
Okay.
Okay. What is it? Subhanallah, you put that many?
Yeah.
That's too much. Okay. Yeah. Now you get the idea. We don't want to. All right. So, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. This is, now everything is done. And we keep it a little bit loose. When we get to the burial, you're going to untie, and you make them take this apart like this. No? That's it, you leave it like that. And then when we get to the grave, we will discuss that inshallah ta'ala, how you put him down and you will face the Qibla. Now, before you do that, it's allowed, like we said, it's allowed to come and see the face of the deceased. You're allowed, and you're allowed to kiss him also between his eyes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took, what's the name of the Sahabi? He took him in his hands to the grave. That's another one, but the one who, Uthman bin Maz'un. And his tears, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was falling on Uthman, and he kissed him on the forehead and he put him in the grave, subhanallah. Forget anything, Sheikh? That's it, right? So this is the way we do the shrouding, and as like we did last week, now we'll go into the details. Now, the question is, what about a female? The difference in the female is, of course, the body comes, also the private part is covered. The difference is, instead of three, she will have, how many? Five. She will have five. Two in the bottom, then an izar covering this area here, izar covering here, a qamis like the one you've seen, covering the whole body from the top again, and a khimar for the face, for the head. Okay? Two pieces, same like the man, another one for covering the izar. Izar is from the bottom part, right? That will cover the bottom part, a qamis that will cover the whole body, and then a khimar. A piece like this big for the hijab. This is for the female. If it was a young boy and it was enough for one, like somebody under 7 years old, and one sheet was enough, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. If you want to do three, you could cut three for the size of the person. It varies. Sometimes the person is big, sometimes the person is thin. So you don't waste. Try not to waste and use whatever is needed. Subhanallah. The story that we mentioned in Ramadan about Fatima radiallahu anha wa ardaha, subhanAllah, she was sitting one day and she was thinking. And Zainab was with her and told her, what are you thinking about, ya Fatima? She said, I was thinking about when I die, how can I let the men, you know, carry me? Allahu Akbar. She is so worried about men, which is the purest men, the Sahaba, carrying her to the graveyard. How can men, look at the difference now, subhanAllah. We have women that are alive, and women and men are looking at them openly, subhanAllah. Ya Fatima, you are covered with five sheets. Five sheets. And with all that, you know what she did? She requested to be buried at night. Allahu Akbar. She requested to be buried at night. This is the iffa. This is the haya of our women. May Allah protect all our women, inshallah. Tayyib, jazakallah khair for the beautiful volunteer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him and us all a great end. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are in this state, may Allah forgive all our sins, inshallah. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen.
Brother, are you asleep?
No,
not yet.
Okay, jazakallah khair. If he wants to fold it back, inshallah, you can help him, inshallah. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. The hadith is, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا كَفَّنَ أَحَدُكُمْ أَخَاهُ فَلْيُحْسِنْ كَفَنَ. If a brother, if you are in charge of shrouding your brother, your sister, let him do it well. Let him do it well. إذا ولي أحدكم أخاه فليحسن كفنه فإنهم يبعثون في أكفانهم. When one of you is responsible for shrouding his brother, let him shroud him well, because they will be resurrected with their shrouds. They will be resurrected with their shrouds. Now someone might ask, how could they be resurrected with their shrouds while we know the hadith that everybody will be naked on the day of judgment, right? Well, the ulama said it could be the ba'th would be in the shroud, and when the gathering takes place, everybody will be naked. The number of sheets, Aisha radiallahu anha said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shrouded with three white cotton Yemeni sheets. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shrouded with three cotton sheets from Yemen. The color is white. Does that mean we cannot do in any other color? It is okay, but it's preferable white. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in another hadith, let me see if it's here. نعم. إلبسوا من ثيابكم البياض فإنه خير ثيابكم وكفنوا فيه موتاكم. Of the clothing available to you, wear the color white, for it is your best form of clothing, and shroud your dead with it. So there's a hadith about the color white, if it is available, and it is preferable to do it in white. Then, إذا جمرتم الميت فأجمروه ثلاثا. When you burn incense to perfume your dead, do it three times. When we're doing the shrouding, the perfuming of the shrouding, do it three times. And then the Shaykh went about being moderate in the price of the shroud. Don't go extravagant. And إن الله يكره لكم ثلاث قيل وقال وإضاعة وكثة السؤال وإضاعة المال. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like wasting of money. Then came the topic of shrouding the shuhada. When one is killed on the battlefield, it is not permissible to remove his clothing. If they died in the battlefield, then you bury them the way they shroud them the way in the same clothes that they were in. You shroud them in the clothes that they died in. زَمِّلُوهُمْ فِي ثِيَابِهِمْ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in the battle of Uhud, he said, wrap them with their own clothes. Yani the same clothes that they were wearing. Now, if there is a shortage of shroud, you could use one shroud for more people. And this is just in case of an emergency, we have to mention it. But alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, now you know, you go to the funeral home, they have all the supplies ready. What is the reward? Subhanallah, this is what we want to hear. What is the reward of shrouding a Muslim? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من كفن مسلما كساه الله يوم القيامة من سندس واستبرق الجنة. And the one who shroud a Muslim, Allah will clothe him on the day of resurrection from the silk garments of Jannah. From the silk garments of Jannah. طيب. The only difference that the only person we do not perfume is Muhrim. The person is in Ihram. Maybe in Umrah. As long as he's in Ihram and he passed away, you don't have to add the third sheet. The two covers that he has are enough and everything the same, but you do not put perfume. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, you will be resurrected on what you died doing. You died making talbiyah, will be resurrected making talbiyah. You died in your salat, you will be resurrected making salat. You died drinking alcohol, you will be resurrected drinking alcohol. Subhanallah. Allahumma ahsin khatimatana ya Rabbil Alameen. Then the Shaykh, as usual, at the end of every chapter, he writes down some of the misconceptions or innovations that people do in the shrouding process. Number one, writing the name of the deceased on the shroud. You know, having and ordering a special shroud with the name of the deceased on it. This is not from the Sunnah. Second, using very expensive shroud and believing that dead people boast about their shroud to each other. Look at my shroud. Where did you get yours? Walmart? Mine is from the mall. Subhanallah. Who boasts? You're dying. You're dead. You're boasting about the shroud. I don't know where they come up with this stuff. Subhanallah. Writing the deceased name and that he believes. Yeah. Some people, they write down the shahada and they put it inside the shroud, thinking that maybe he will get up and take a look and start saying the shahada. This does not work. We all know that. Subhanallah, wallahi, ya akhwan, wallahi. There's nothing more beautiful than the sunnah. Yani, could it be possible that your deceased person is better than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Three shrouds, beautiful, done, simple. Subhanallah. Instead of doing that stuff, make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him steadfastness when he's questioned, right? Instead of putting all these things. Using more than three sheets, if there's no need, if the person, you know, three sheets were enough, using extra sheets, why should you waste the money and the sheets? Now, there's something that I don't know if you do that in sometimes. When we do the washing, when we did the washing, remember we pressed on the tummy and the abdomen of the deceased to make sure all the waste is gone, right? Now, in case you find out that it's not stopping, before you put the shroud, under the private part, they put a piece of cotton. Do you do that sometimes?
No.
Yeah. They put a piece of cotton, like a very thick piece of cotton, in case there is still waste coming out, it will come there and it will not show and appear on the shroud when you're taking the body down to the grave. This is also permissible if needed. Inshallah ta'ala, if Allah kept us alive, next week is carrying and following the janazah. The etiquettes, the way to do it, and everything, and inshallah, maybe if we have enough time next week, we will get to the salat, but at least next week we will get to the how do you perform the carrying of the janazah. Are you supposed to say something while you're carrying it? Are you supposed to run with it, to slow down? All that stuff, inshallah ta'ala, we'll be discussing it next week, bi-idhnillah. Jazakumullah khair, barakallahu feekum. Okay, Brother Jum'ah is asking, what about wrapping the body after you did those three wraps? You wrap it again with another piece which has all ayat of Quran on it. Anybody seen Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman do that? No, we don't do that. There's nothing like that in the Sunnah. But if I've seen some people, after the three, if they want to put one extra one as a, what do you call it, jubba, something... Jubba, right? They put a jubba on the top to cover the whole body. It could be a different color. I've seen some people do that. This is permissible. But to put that stuff with ayat and all these things, it's not permissible, inshallah.
Not even the coffin.
Not even the coffin. We will come to that when we talk about the janazah, inshallah. Zak, yes. Okay, so the brother's asking, when you keep the body at home to show him, first of all, keep in mind that the sunnah is to rush. Okay, so that process that you're talking about should be a minute, 2 minutes maximum. We wash the body because you're not going to be seeing it before it's washed, right? After it's clean and everything, and before we do the shrouding. Or after we do the shrouding, you could open the face. After the shrouding is even better. You leave the space open a little bit in the face, and they can come and take a look at it, and that's it. There's no direction. There's no specific direction from the sunnah, facing the qibla, back to the qibla. There's nothing like that in the sunnah.
Sometimes you see people take the black cloth or the cap
Nothing other than what we said will benefit the diseased. Nothing. The only thing that will benefit him is his a'mal or her a'mal. That's the only thing. All that stuff is, like we said before, we brought it from our cultures, or we have no dalil. We have no evidence whether it's from the Kaaba or not from the Kaaba. How is that going to help a person who did not pray, for example? You put something from the Kaaba, خلاص يعني, subhanAllah, all these things are have nothing to do with the Kitab and Sunnah. Yes, many people, they save their ihram from Hajj to be shrouded with it. Actually, there's nothing wrong with it. But if it reaches a point that becomes dirty and smelly, yani when you come back with your ihram, wash it. If you want to do it as your shroud, alhamdulillah, there's nothing wrong with it, okay? But wash it and keep it in a nice place and inform your family that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took my soul, use this clean ihram as my shroud. There's nothing wrong with it. But when it comes, subhanAllah, we're putting all this beautiful perfume and at the end your shroud itself is smelly, subhanAllah. Okay, if the bleeding continues, we try to cover that place where the bleeding is coming from as much as we can, in order not to show from the shroud. The cotton that cut the thick, you know, have you ever seen that thick cotton? I'm sure the doctors are familiar with it. It's very thick cotton, and if you put it, it sucks a lot. So, I mean, the whole idea is to cover the body till at least we put it in the grave. After that, it's going to be Allahu a'lam what's going to happen. So we just do our best to protect the body while we're putting it in the grave. Tafaddal.
How's the perfume? Some brother, they bring perfume that has
alcohol. Okay, that alcohol in the perfume is not harmful. That not the alcohol that is prohibited. The perfume in the alcohol is not the alcohol that is prohibited. We're not going to sit down and drink it. This is just like, you know, when you put alcohol on your wound, this is the same alcohol that is used in the perfume. It's preferable to use the utr and the tib. Okay, that is better, inshallah. Tafaddal. We said we said last week that the wife is allowed to wash. The wife is allowed to wash the body of the husband. And the husband is allowed to wash the body of the wife if needed. If there are women washing the body of the woman, of the wife, alhamdulillah. But let's assume there's no woman washing. Is it allowed for the husband? We say yes, it is allowed. If there is no man to wash the man, is it allowed for the wife to do it? Yes, it's allowed, and we gave dalil last week also. The idea we're mentioning it is for permissibility. It is permissible. For example, a woman is not allowed to wash her father no matter what, you know? She's not allowed for a woman, for a female, to wash her father, for example. But she's allowed to wash her husband. We are talking from the aspect of permissibility. It is permissible. But if there are women, the husband, definitely he would probably ask the woman to take care of everything. And then after that, after everything is done, he will come and see his wife. After that, no problem, inshallah. No wash, just in the same way that they died, inshallah. Same, just like they are, inshallah. طيب جزاكم الله خير وبارك الله فيكم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك